in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the Bible is emphasizing something really important here in 2 Peter chapter number 1, and that is the sufficiency of the Scripture, number one, okay? And really we have here Peter describing an event that he experienced. He truly saw the Lord Jesus Christ transfigured before his eyes. We see this mentioned in the Gospels, where Peter, James, and John, they go up on the mount with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is transfigured before their eyes. They see Moses and Elijah stand there with Jesus. And in fact, a cloud comes, and out of the cloud, a voice. And the voice is God the Father. And it's saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Now, if you were going to say, what could signify the fact that Jesus is the Son of God more than seeing Jesus transfigured before your eyes? You literally have God the Father just telling you verbatim. You hear it in your own ears. You see Moses and Elijah standing there talking with Jesus. I mean, this is a pretty good evidence of the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, right? But he says, beyond all of that, even though as incredible as that was, even though I was an eyewitness, even though I have firsthand testimony, not just me, James and John have the same testimony. He says in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. So he says, something is more trustworthy than this eyewitness testimony is the Bible. Is the Word of God itself is actually more trustworthy than the experiences that Peter had. Now, in fact, though, it's interesting because it's actually both, if you think about it. Because while that is a personal experience that Peter had, it's also contained in the Scripture and is Scripture itself. And so both are there for us. Why? Because there is no private interpretation of the Scripture. Let me help you understand what this means. What this means is that the Bible is not private, okay? No revelation, no instruction that God gave to man has ever been private or ever will be private. It's for every single person at all times.